reason we view our destiny with such casual complacence is that we do not know the glory of this Christ.
Welcome to the Give Me Truth podcast. Today's devotional is with Jason Harris.
Discover your destiny. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 29 through 30, we see that your destiny is not some great feat which you are to accomplish, but that the greatest accomplishment, your destiny, is to become like Christ. In verse 28 of Romans, which is very well known, we saw that all things work together for good to certain people. What kind of people? Those who are the called. And called to a certain, quote, purpose. In verse 29, he's going to explain in depth who the called are and what his purpose is. And he starts out in verse 29 by saying, for whom he did foreknow. The word foreknow means to know before. This is speaking of a personal relationship before. Now, we must not be afraid of the text here. Okay? What God says in Romans 8 verse 29 is vital to our survival as believers, okay? And I don't have to completely understand it, but I do have to believe it and rejoice in it. Okay? Now, as believers, we run to Romans 8 verse 28 often in our struggles. But Romans 8 29 explains Romans 8 28. We must not miss the thing that makes Romans 8:28 work. Okay? Now, he goes on and says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Okay, to predestinate means to destine or determine before. Okay, and we'll see in verse 30 that whom God predestinated, them he also called. So we see the connection where verse 28 says that the called according to his purpose are the ones to whom everything works out for good. We see that called person is the person who is foreknown and predestined. Okay? Now, what is this person destined for? What is the believer destined for? And he goes on in verse 29, he says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. For what? To be conformed to the image of his Son. Here we see clearly what it is that the believer is predestined to in the context of this passage. Okay? If you are a believer, you were predestined to this. It didn't come about because of your life. It was determined before. This is your destiny. Christ likeness is your destiny. Now you say, that's it? Just Christ likeness? That's all I was put on this planet for? Friend, listen, the reason we view our destiny with such casual complacence is that we do not know the glory of this Christ. We do not see the depravity we have been rescued from, and we do not see the Christ who rescued us. And we carry on as the miner who dumps load after load of pure gold on the rubbish heap in his diligent search for coal. Friend, we must have such a grand view of God and his Christ that we begin to see his plan of Christ-likeness as it is, an awe-inspiring plan. Job, draw, amazing. Then, and only then, will we understand Romans 8, 28. He goes on in verse 29 and he says, to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be, that Jesus might be the firstborn among many brethren. Now, in biblical Arab culture, the firstborn was the heir of the family. Okay? But the point in this passage is not that he was to be the firstborn. He was already that. Okay? The point is that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. Okay? When God sent Jesus to become a man, he did not come to destroy us, but to rescue us and to make us his fellow heirs, his brothers. How often do we slander the kindness and the goodness of God and we question it in our lives? But friend, he did not come to hurt us. He came to give us his own inheritance, to make us fellow heirs. Notice that Paul, in this passage, does not make a firm distinction between sanctification and salvation. Okay? When he says, brother, the firstborn among many brethren, that is a salvation term. You become a brother by salvation. But the term conformed to the image of Christ in verse 29 is a sanctification term. Okay? And we like to separate these very neatly, but the thing here is, if you are saved, you cannot be saved without also being in the process of being sanctified. And you cannot be in the process of being sanctified without being saved. The two are connected. Okay, and the connection is just assumed. And if you call yourself a Christian, but are not being conformed to the image of Christ, you should question your sonship, your salvation. Now listen, I am not questioning eternal security. I'm not. What I am saying is that God never intended you to have assurance outside of obedience. He goes on in verse 30, and he says, moreover, whom he did predestinate, whom he destined to this, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. He made them ultimately like Christ. Friend, this is your destiny.
This podcast is a ministry of GiveMeTruth.net.